You know it's Lifestyle Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Like, if in life you are not on, by all means, it's nowhere close in your radar to fix your finance. If when up bupilo, you don't plan on getting your finances right. Wahafa. JS Mal.
If you're living life ka nakaidewo.
Your cop fat ni rach. Is that right?
Direct translation.
There's a thing that happens when you see that sale sign.
Oh,
even
okay.
If you tell yourself, Hori, I'm not buying anything extra.
And there's a thing that happens when you see that ITC. It's called, shucks.
Hi, Touch. Can your expert please advise on how SARS works? I owe SARS 6,000 Rand 750, which came out from the tax season from last year. Like, how do I even owe this amount? My salary is, in fact, down from last year. So at our work, they cut down our wages because of my shifts at work. And I had one or two side jobs that brought in 10K for 3 months of last year. So how come I now owe SARS? So please just explain that to me. The previous year, I got a payout of 5,000 Rand. If I don't pay them, what's going to happen also? Because I'm just shocked with this amount that I'm owing.
It's a very honest question. These are day-to-day problems. We all new to money. It's not like we got PhD in handling SARS. And I hate it when the papers blow people's tax problem. You know, like, we so young in understanding taxes. Mm-hmm. You know how complex taxes are?
Yeah.
Yes, guys, you can't deviate tax. We understand that. And two, we understand when you approach SARS, you can always settle. Mm. You can reach a settlement. We get all of those. But to treat people like the black nation is over 100 years in money, it is so unfair on what we do to ourselves.
True.
You celebrate, hey, Morana owes SARS. And then what? We all do. Ignorance does play a role in owing SARS money. Gerard!
Good afternoon, Touch. Good afternoon to all the Metro FM listeners.
Good afternoon, sir, our money expert. How you doing?
I'm great, and hopefully everybody is well and on this hot summer's day.
I'm going to forgive you for not being in studio because it's hot. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, it's cool. Don't even explain it. Let's go straight to the solution.
Okay, so the solution is quite simple. In life, they say there's two things that are certain. That's death and taxes. And unfortunately, as you said, the black nation, we fear tax. And that's one of our problems why we have so many tax issues, because we don't often understand or confront the issue. Tax is basically the money the government uses to run the country. And they take it from whatever salary you earn, which is what they call your deemed income. Now, what's happened in recent years is that SARS has got this law called the Tax Administration Act. And if you've noticed recently, when you open a bank account, they now ask you for your tax number. Now, what could be happening in this gentleman's case, I can't confirm, is that they know how much he earns at work. But in his bank account, there might have been much more money which flowed through there. And then what they will do is that they will deem your income to be what's going through your bank account, which is why these days, if someone says, you know, Touch, I'm receiving money, can I use your account? And you take 300,000 and you pay that person back their money. That 300,000 is deemed as income to you. And if your marginal tax rate is 25%, SARS want 25% of that 300,000 which came through. So one thing which could have happened is he received a large payment into his bank account, which may or may not have been his, but SARS have seen it and they've declared it as part of his income.
What if you recorded not as income?
Well, then you would have done it on your tax return. But often what happens is when there's a mismatch between your tax return and your bank account, SARS will go to your bank account. And then they'll force you to have a conversation with them. So he mustn't fear. He can call SARS on their call center or even do an e-filing request so that they explain what that 6,000 is for. But often it's a result of something like that happening. So out there, if you're listening, be very careful. Don't take money that's not yours, because any money that flows through your account can be deemed as income unless you explain yourself to SARS.
Gerard, what's the worst that can happen? Because that's what he's asking. If he doesn't pay, what can SARS do? I understand from a friend that told me that SARS has sent out letters of warning to people that are owing them in the last couple of weeks. They want their monies. So if he doesn't pay SARS, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, SARS can issue a summons against you and they can collect property. SARS can also garnish you your salary because they know exactly where you earn your money. And worst of worst, SARS can jail you. Just like in the US where the IRS likes to jail celebrities who don't pay their taxes. Because SARS is in a corner right now, they're getting a lot more aggressive. You know, the budget speech is coming through tomorrow. Government is not raising as much money as it used to in tax. And SARS is their bulldog.
Yeah, but SARS government is not raising money as they used to in tax because people are not as employed as they used to.
And that is true, Touch. And as an unintended consequence of people not earning or working, they are being a lot more aggressive with the little few people who are working out there. So these days, do not ignore any SARS notice.
I want to be unemployed.
Notice, yeah.
No, you don't. You don't want to be unemployed.
Okay, Peter's got a question.
Hi, Gerald.
Yes.
Okay, so I got a notification that I owe SARS some money, right? And then I called them to inquire about this, but then the lady who was helping me said that I don't owe SARS anything. But now, after that conversation I had with the lady who said I don't owe them anything, and in fact, they owe me money, so now I got another notification that I owe SARS the money they originally said I owed. So what's that about?
You don't owe them anything.
Okay, I think what you need to do is pay a visit to SARS, sometimes face-to-face. You book an appointment online. Look, SARS are run by human beings just like you and I, and there are mistakes which do happen. So it's important to go check. And also remember, there's that thing called identity fraud. Believe it or not, in some instances, there are people who steal your lost ID and get a job. And then SARS end up picking up that as an extra income which you know nothing about. So do take SARS affairs very seriously. And if you feel that tax overwhelms you, simply go consult any financial advisor or financial planning professional just to help you. But definitely tax is your friend. For example, if you run a small business and your business declares a loss, SARS can pay you back money. Did you know that? You can get a refund from SARS for a loss. That's what we don't know.
Wait.
SARS is your friend.
Wait.
SARS is your friend.
Wait.
Say what?
This is why you need to come in studio. How far are you from SABC? I can't hear what you just said. Did you say if my business is making a loss, SARS can pay me?
SARS can pay you, definitely. Basically, if you're...
Yes.
Okay. So, basically, if your tax affairs are in order and you are running a small business, there's a number of rebates and a number of ways in which SARS can help to keep your business going.
Okay, so, wait a second, bro. Do you do people's taxes? Can I come to you?
You can come to me anytime. Ask gerald.co.za. Ask gerald.co.za. No. But definitely, your tax...
Gerald, where's your office?
I'm out in the West Rand in Rainsay.
That's fine. Give me the location. Give me the address.
My address, I won't give it on air, but just go on the website and let's book appointments through there.
Okay. What is the address? What is the number? What's the email again?
It's askgerald.co.za. Askgerald.co.za, that's the website. Or if you want on social media, it's simply askgeraldcfp. Askgeraldcfp, and then you can link up with me.
And if I've been running a loss for 10 years, SARS can help me. We can bet 10 years back.
Look. No. Touch. Here's the caveat. You have to have been filing your taxes every year.
I've been doing that. Every year for the past 10 years.
Okay.
We file.
If you've been doing it for the past 10 years, and you just need somebody to look at your...
We can backdate the help?
They can help you.
Wow.
Just like
I love SARS. I've always known that I love SARS. This is why I love SARS.
It's also important.
Yes.
You must remember to always file your taxes, because when they catch you and you haven't been paying your taxes, they can do this thing called a tax audit. And they can go back 19 years of your life. And you end up owing some serious tax. So take your tax affairs seriously. But definitely, if your tax affairs are in order, SARS is definitely your friend. They're not out there to destroy businesses. They want to support businesses so Amen. You make more money so that they can tax you even more.
Wow. So, guys, in a nutshell, okay, the best way to communicate anything is not to use threats or fear. I think for years there's been this depiction of a monster called the Revenue Service, and it's not right. We need to establish a healthy relationship with the Revenue Service. And I'm not a good person to threaten because I respond back with more, if not more.
Yep.
Okay? Let's find a way amicably to understand the role of the Revenue Service. It's a beautiful thing when you have people like Gerard who can help you develop a different relationship. Because ever since I've grown up, the conversations I've heard my aunts, my uncles, my friends say about SARS, it makes me hate the Revenue Service. Yeah. And we got to demystify that. Reconcile how we perceive SARS and get the best tax consultants to help us. You can't run away from what keeps the country going. Tomorrow, our own Minister of Finance has ordered 12 boxes of Grandpa. He doesn't know where he's going to start. He don't know. Have you seen how he looks?
Yo.
He's stressed. Businesses are not happy. Hello? Load shedding is counterproductive. I know as a business owner. I'm losing crazy. Nobody's making money right now. Okay, except those in the business of Criselda. Down to the ATM, make it.